RTE Radio 1 Sport with the all-new Kia Sportage, built for endless inspiration. For more, log on to kia.com.
Time for sport. Des is here. A fantastic afternoon in Istanbul yesterday.
It was for the Irish, absolutely. The Irish women's boxing team will be returning home from Istanbul now, celebrating double gold success of Dundalk's Amy Broadhurst and Roscommon's Lisa O'Rourke. Light welterweight Broadhurst beat Iman Khalif of Algeria, comfortably enough, in the very next fight. Then along comes Lisa O'Rourke to beat Helena Panguani of Mozambique. And they join Katie Taylor and Kelly Harrington as our only four world champions. We'll have more on this coming up in the programme. Now elsewhere, Everton secured their Premier League status with an incredible fight back when they came from two goals down to beat Crystal Palace 3-2. Dominic Calvert-Lewin's diving header 5 minutes from time extended Everton's 70-year stay in the top flight amid scenes of wild celebration. Leeds United have now dropped into the bottom three on goal difference after Burnley earned a 1-1 draw at Aston Villa. So the situation is, in the final game of the season at the weekend, Burnley host Newcastle, Leeds go to Brentford. Leeds need to get a better result than Burnley. Chelsea, meanwhile, drew 1-1 with Leicester City. At home, Shamrock Rovers have stretched their lead at the top of the Premier Division to 4 points. They had a 3-0 win at Belfield over UCD. Barry Cotter, Danny Mandrew and Rory Gaffney got the goals. And after the game, Rovers boss Stephen Bradley urged severe punishments for any individual involved in match fixing following the arrest of 10 men during the week. Rory McIlroy leads after day one of the USPGA Championship. He's on 5 under par and leads by a shot from Tom Hoagie and Will Zalatoris. Shane Lowry is level par, Seamus Power 1 over and Padraig Harrington's on 7 over. Well, after his round, Greg Allen spoke with Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, it was grim. I played the golf that I've been playing the golf that I've been seeing at home, and the sort of how I played the last few days in practice. So just a continuation of that. You know, I feel pretty comfortable with where my game is, and it was nice to go out there and shoot a low one and sort of back up the good play I've been seeing.
Attitude is really important coming into majors. You haven't always, you've settled on something this week, which seems very relaxed, very unflustered, very together. Is there something going on that hasn't gone on before?
No, not really. I think it's easier to be relaxed when you feel like you're playing well, feel like you're comfortable with your game. So it's probably more down to that than anything else.
So the birdies flowed and you're now in a position at the start of a major. You haven't always been in this position for the last 8 years. You used to do it for fun. What does this mean to you to start so well?
Yeah, it's a great start. I'm not getting ahead of myself. I could have easily shot 68 or 69 today and not led, but if I had played the same golf, I still would have been as positive about it as I am now. It just, I hit some great tee shots, some great iron shots. I held some nice putts. I did pretty much everything you need to do out there today, and I'm going to have to keep doing that for the next 3 days if I want to have a chance to win.
That's Rory McIlroy. Well, this is one of the biggest weekends of the Hurling Championship. By Sunday evening, we'll know which three teams qualify from both Munster and Leinster. So let's say, Dia Gwitter Madden to Donlough Cusick.
Dia Gwitter Madden, Des, Quinny Grimer, the Hat August, Toga Mach, the Coat Blowrugs, the Pion Louis, because we've a lot to get through and we can't slow down for the messers. We'll be asking important questions at the end. The roller coaster ride at the provincial round robins comes to a finale while we're still dizzy from last week. Two huge games in Munster. In Innes, the banner play a shake and dasha, and in Turles, it's the old form of Tip and Cork. Clare and Limerick are guaranteed to meet in the Munster final, while Cork, Tip and Waterford desperately tussle for third spot. If Cork beat Tip, they're true. A draw would also suffice if Waterford draw or lose, as Cork would finish above Waterford on the head-to-head rule. Waterford need to beat Clare and hope Tipperary draw with or defeat the Rebels. Waterford must better Cork's result to progress, having collapsed against Cork last Sunday. Incredibly, Tipperary still have a chance of leaving bottom place and finishing above Cork and Waterford in the table. Their scoring difference is minus 19, Cork's is minus 7 and Waterford's is minus 5. So, for example, if they can beat Cork by 7 points and Clare beat Waterford by 8 points, Tip will qualify in third place. Stranger things have happened. The Tip intrigue is added by them needing their native Liam Cahill to do them a favour with Waterford and Innes, while Liam Cahill needs a favour from his natives against Cork in Turles. On to Leinster, where three games go down tomorrow evening. Laois and Westmead fight it out to avoid the trapdoor. Westmead on a bit of a high after last week's admirable draw against Wexford. Wexford travel to Kilkenny and Dublin travel to Galway. Galway are already through to the All-Ireland Series but need a victory or a draw against the Dubs to take them to the Leinster final. Kilkenny, Dublin and Wexford are three teams vying for only two remaining places. A win or a draw for Kilkenny tomorrow night would knock the Model County out and send both themselves and the Dubs through. If Wexford win, they then qualify at Dublin's expense if the Dubs are defeated in Pearse Stadium, or at Kilkenny's expense if Matty Kinney's side get a result in Galway. So that's this week's Hurling Nation, Des. The league seems a distant memory, with Waterford and Wexford along with Tip the most likely losers for me. That important question though, when does the old Gaelic football stuff start up? My metabolism could do with a little rest.
Don Logue is in, he'll get a lot of work done this morning, isn't he? Yeah. In rugby, Ulster take on the Sharks tonight in Belfast, hoping to confirm a home quarter final in the URC. Tomorrow evening, of course, Leinster host Munster at the Aviva, and we had confirmation yesterday evening the Aviva Stadium will now host next season's European Rugby Finals. In racing, the Guineas weekend at the Curragh gets underway this evening with a strong card. There's also action at Downpatrick.